Yeah, but so right now I'm still sick. I have a throbbing headache, so if I sound a little not coherent, it's because I'm not. So I guess the tzibur mechila in advance. Before we go to Shem and Amishcha, the Gemara just brings down here the inyan of pigul. And the Gemara says that Omar Rav Yanai lo ilam al teik zera sheva kala beinecho sherei pigul echad migufei terev limda akosav elam gzera sheva. It's very strange Gemara what the Gemara wants. I mean, gzera sheva is a yud gimel midush shatar and adreshes per, and why would you think it's kal? But we have to say lo ilam al teik zera sheva kala beinecho. It's as good as any of the yud gimel midush shatar and adreshes per. Omar Rav Yanai Tony Zavda Balevi, Nemal Alon Valichlov Avon of Yisov, and Nemakan Vonefesh or Chelas Mian Avon of Tiso, Malalon Koros of Kan Koros. And now the Gemara brings another Rayom of Simoy Lolo Maltek Zereshova Kabinecho, because Noiser is Echem Migufe Torah, and even the Koros by Noiser is unclear, because it just says Valichlov Avon of Yisov. It doesn't say what it's talking about. It says, and it says, Abaya comes, he brings another riot, Xerishov is not Kal. Shari Buti Manu Sosoi is also Gufe Torah. And how do we know skila in all the places of the Torah? We learn out from Oyvin Yidoni. By Oyvin Yidoni, it says the Mayim Bom. We learn about Kosovo and Mixer Shava. Nemakan the Mayim Bom. It says the Mayim Bom by these mitzvahs. Then Emma by Oyvin Yidoni the Mayim Bom. Alon Beskila of Kam Beskila. So again, what the Gemara specifically wanted here with all these riots is very unclear, because in Svara, It's a regular midah from the Yud Gimel midah Shatar and Adreshes. It's a deraisa l'chol dor. In fact, the Rambam says beferish. The Rambam in Hilchos Kiddushin, he brings down that Kiddushin Kesef is also called Divrei Sefer. And yet you get skill on it. You get all the by Kiddushin you get skill on it, right? You get, it depends on what. If you have an Amarosa, you get chenek on a regular shesish. It's also only learned out from the Yud Gimel Midas, Shanatar and Adreshes Pahem. The fact that Kedusha Kesef work by Anish is also only learned out with a Divrei Seferim. So the fact that Divrei Seferim is a Daraisa, and the fact that Divrei Seferim there's an Oynish, is all something we know already. So what's this new Altik Zereshova Kala Beinecha? So there's many Achroinim here that discuss this issue of what the Gemara is trying to learn. The Zevach Toida, the Achlanel, many discuss this. What is the Gemara trying to teach us here? And I think, simplistically, we could say that normally we know there's something called Beferish Pikra, and there's something called Not Beferish Pikra. And they have a different halach. Something that's Beferish Pikra has a certain strength that something that's not Beferish Pikra doesn't have. I mean, they're basic halachas, l'mashal. Meferish Pikra, the Chachamim don't have the ability to uproot. Something that's not Meferish Pikra, the Chachamim could uproot it. That's the whole Sugi and Ksubis, where the Gemara discusses Teinech Tekadosh Bekaspa, right, where it's Afkinu Rabbono L'Kedusha Minei. So the Gemara says, okay, that's okay. Teinech Tekadosh Bekaspa, right? Kodesh Babiya Ma'ikul Amenu. That's that famous Gemara. The Gemara says, well, Shavu Rabbono L'Bilose B'Laznus. So the Rambam learns that Gemara, Teinach Kodesh Bekaspa, since it's not Beferish in the Pasuk. The Rabbanon have the, that was given over. It's almost like anything that's not written in the Torah was given over to the Chachamim. So even though the Chachamim normally don't have an ability to be Oiker, Adovim, and Atorah, Bekum, Vaseh, right, they can't uproot the Raisa. They can tell you don't do the Mitzvah, they can't uproot the Raisa, normally. That's only something that's Beferish Bekra. And just so you understand, the logic behind that is, that Cholamoyed L'moshel. Cholamoyed, many Rishonim hold that Cholamoyed is the Raisa. Malacha b'Cholamoyed is the Raisa. Yet we find that Dovra Ovid is Mutter, Tzarech Hamoyed is mutter, Tzarech Mitzvah is mutter, Tzarech Rabbim is mutter. So the Rishonim who actually hold that Chol HaMoed is the Rabbanon, they use those Gemaras as Rayas, that it can't be the Raisa. Because if it's the Raisa, how could the Chachamim come? Be matter Malacha B'Moed. That's what it. So the Sefer HaChinuch, I believe, without addressing this, addresses it. Without, he doesn't ask the Kasha. Just when he talks about Hilchos Chol HaMoed, he says that the Torah just said that Chol HaMoed should be some kind of Moed. He says the Torah gave it over to the Chachamim that they should have the ability to manipulate and to say when and why. And the Ramban holds that way by every Shavuos. The Ramban holds that Shavuos are really the Raisa, right, on Shabbos. The Ramban says that the Torah gave the Chachamim the right of what to consider a Shavuos and what not to consider a Shavuos. But the Ramban says if you're over a Shavuos, you're over the assay of Shabbosim. Because besides for the Torah saying, Loi Sasa Kol Malacha, the Torah on top of that said Shabbosim. So the way the Ramban sees it, the most of the Rishonim see that Shabbosim is an assay. It's going back on the 39 Malachas. There's a Lav, Loi Sasa Kol Malacha, and there's assay of Shabbosim. The Ramban doesn't understand it that way. The Ramban understands that Shabbosim is all-inclusive. Shabbos means you should rest. For rest from what? He says, Mosron akosuv lachachonim. The Torah gave it over to the Chachamim. To a certain degree, that is what is meant, that the Chachamim have an ability to be oiker something that's not preferish pikra, is because anytime the Torah instituted something as part of Torah Shabbat Peh, to a certain degree, the Torah gave it over to the Chachamim. The Torah gave the jurisdiction over to the Chacham, by the mere fact that it's part of Torah Shabbat Peh. So actually, things that are not Preferish Pekor have those levels of leniency. Additionally, the Ran and many of the Rishonim in the Dorim say that if you make a Shavua, Ein Shavua Chol Al Shavua, that's only something which is Preferish Pekor. Something that's not Preferish Pekor. It's not the case. Some hold that Einshin, any Einish, has to be to some degree Preferish Pekor. Just like we say in Einshim in Adin, some say you can't use a Yalfusa for Einshim. I believe that's what our Gemara here is addressing. Our Gemara is saying that if you have something learned out of the Gezeirah Shavah, since the Torah was explicit in these two places, it is considered that the Torah directly communicated it. And therefore, now it has halacha of Beferish Pikra. Now it goes up a notch. It's as though the Torah clearly specified whatever was specified. And that's what the Gemara perhaps means, that these mandamim hold, if it was just learnt out of the Yalfusa, you wouldn't give an Einish. Now you have my question. What do you mean? We have all over Shas, where you learn something out of a Yud-Gimel-Midas and there's an Einish. And I think the answer to that is simple. In all those cases, the Torah was explicit, and then we may use the Drosha to be include something. Right? Well, like the Torah says, Loisasa Kol Malacha. And then we have Torah Shabbat Peh telling us what's included in Loisasa Kol Malacha. But the Torah says that whoever is over Malacha on Shabbos is Mois Yomos. Torah says he's going to die. Now we have Torah Shabbat Peh telling us what is included in Loisasa Kol Malacha. That's not a problem. But if the whole Einish is not there, the whole Einish is only learnt out of a Midah, then it would open up the door to say that you can't use that for an Einish. The Teretz is that a Gzereshov or a Hekesh, where the Torah did communicate, and the Drosha is just telling you that this is applicable in these two. This was a way of the Torah being explicit. That's the idea.
Does this also have application for Mutter Kriyashov?
Absolutely. Beferish Pikra, right. So something which learned out of a Gzereshov would be called Beferish Pikra, exactly. So I believe that's what the Gemara is here saying, and the Svar is very simple. The Svar is once the Torah was explicit, right, in both places, so there was, you can tag it onto something that's mamish written, so then that's a way of the Torah communicating it. Just like we find by Nedarim. A Yad Nedarim is a Neder, that's a way of communication. The Ran explains, when you say part of the Neder, part of the Lashon, it's like you explicit, like you said clearly, the rest of the Lashon. So that's, I think, what's going on here in the Gemara. That the Gemara is actually saying that these, the Gzeira Shoveh, raises it from a level of Divrei Seiflim into the level of Beferish Bekra. And then it would have all the applications. All the applications of something that's Beferish Bekra would be applicable to a Gzeira Shoveh. Ain on Shimon Adin. Well, Gzeira Shoveh was always given over. That you can't make a Gzeira Shoveh on your own. Kavachoyim, the whole of the Kavachoyim that we had from the Maharsha is because Adam don Kavachoyim Meyatzma. You can make a Kavachoyim on your own. By Gzeira Shoveh, you can't. It has to be a Kabbalah. Okay.
This
Milah. By other Stamma Midas, you wouldn't have the Milah of a Beferish Bikra. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayitim. HaMefateim Es HaShem. So the Mishnah said that if somebody duplicates the Shem and HaMishcha, that's one of the examples where you're Chayiv Achatas. Right? If you duplicate the Shem and HaMishcha Beis HaMikdash, there's two cases of duplication. There's a duplication of the Shem and HaMishcha, and there's duplication of the Keteres. And in both those cases, Yechayev Koros B'mezit, Yechayev Achatos B'shegek. So the Gemara goes on, the Gemara says, Mefatim es HaShemen, Tonu Rabbonan, HaMefatim es HaShemen Lumoy Boy. If somebody does Pitum HaShemen Lumoy Boy, and here it's a question of Girsa, Lumoy boy almanas, not oy, almanas the moisture of the tzibur. Potter. If you look in the Shita Mugabetz, he changes the girsa. Between, it looks like it's two cases. Hamafatim es Hashem and lumoy boy. And then the second case is oy lamoisra. The Shita makes it into one case. Hamafatim es Hashem and lumoy boy lamoisra minat lutzibur. Potter. If it's losuch, chayev. But hasoch mimenu potter. So in other words, if somebody makes the Shem and HaMishcha to give it over to the tzibur, he's potter. Right? If somebody would now, but if he does the Shem and HaMishcha in order to use it for himself, he's chayev. If he would do the Shem and HaMishcha with the intention to for himself, so the halacha is that he's chayiv, but if somebody would now go and use it, he's potter because it's not Shem and HaMishcha. Lufi shen chayov en eo al sicha Shem and HaMishcha shasomei shebulvad. Omar ma, lumoy boy oy lumoysoy lutzibur potter. Okay. So now, if you look at this, so the Gemara learns it out, how we know, it says miskunte over here, and it says b'maskunte oy dikteres, Ksivul Gab Victorious, by Victorious it says explicitly, Lechasa Lochem, Lochem Udos Ava Lemoisra Lutzibur Potter, Gabi Sheminami Lemoisra Lutzibur Potter. That's the Gemara. So there's a major issue here with this Gemara. Because the whole concept of Lemoisra Lutzibur doesn't even make sense. Because there is no Lemoisra Lutzibur. Because Shem and HaMishcha was only the one that Moshe Rabbeinu made. As the Gemara says, you only chayiv koros if you use the real Shem and HaMishcha. And the real Shem and HaMishcha was only the Shem and HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu himself made. So other than that Shem and HaMishcha Moshe Rabbeinu made, there is no Shem and HaMishcha. So how could you make Shem and HaMishcha to give it to the tzibur? Doesn't even work. The whole concept doesn't even work. So if you look here in the Shita Mekubetzes, Yudal that we discussed, that's his continuation. Tzorachian, Heichi Mishkach Aslo. Sharei loy nase mi Moshe ve'eluch shum Shem and HaMishcha. There was no Shem and HaMishcha ever made from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu and onward. It didn't even exist. Sharei, he says, Sharei hu kayim lo'asid lo ve'ked aminin l'kamon. V'tzorech loymar, he says, afo gav de loy tzorech im asol amosor l'tzibur pot. He says, even though they didn't need it, but if you would have done it, Lemoisra Lutzibur, that's enough. The fact that you're not doing it for yourself, you're doing it, Lemoisra Lutzibur, that's actually enough. If that's your kavanah. So the Brisker Rav has an interesting point. He says here in the Shiurim, he says that there's a difference between Lemoisra Lutzibur by Keteres And Moshe will see by Hashem and Amishra. He says, by Ketores, he says, what would be if somebody would make the Ketores with the intent also to have his own Hano? Both. He's doing it for the Tzibur, and he also plans to have Hano from it, to use it to smell with it. So the Brisk Rav says it's possible that you'd be Potter. Because once you're doing it, the Moshe with Tzibur, that automatically puts it in the category that it's not for you, it's for the Tzibur. Now, if you're having Hano, so you're having Hano from the Ketores, which is for the Tzibur. But it's for the Tzibur. He says, by Shemen HaMishcha, where it could never actually be used for the Tzibur. So there, the whole reason why you're potter is because you don't plan to use it yourself. It never becomes Shemen HaMishcha of the Tzibur, because there is no such animal alive. There is no such a possibility. So the Brisk Rav says, therefore, if somebody would make Shemen HaMishcha and have in mind, listen, I'm doing it to give the Tzibur and to use myself, he says, then you'd be chayv. Because it never actualizes, it never becomes a Tzibur. That's his distinction between, and he tries to be medayik like that in the Rambam, that by Shemen HaMishcha, the main emphasis is that you're not doing it for yourself. I'm not doing it myself. I'm rather doing it to give the Tzibur. That's why I'm doing it. But the fact is, the Tzibur will never use it. Because they can't use it.
But if it belongs to them, Amira Lehekdish? Amira Lehekdish?
As far as what?
But it belongs to them.
So what? So what are you saying? You're Moyo? So you'll be Moyo. If you're Makdish or Kedusha's pair, you'll be Moyo like Kotche Berek Abayis.
So then who said you would be Chai?
Chai for what?
Chai for
the Gemara says you're not Chai for us. I wouldn't say
such
a thing. The Gemara says you're only Chai when the Shemen HaMishcha of Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't know what you want. The Gemara says Shemen Zer Yehu Yehuda Rezeichem.
Nasiya, if he has, the Brisk Rav saying that Nasiya would be Chai if he plans to give it over, but be Nana also.
Right.
But once he plans to give it over, it belongs to Hekish. So who said it?
Who says what?
I'm saying, is it clear that the Brisk Rav, like the Brisk Rav say, that he would be
Chai? I'm just telling you what the Brisk Rav says. I'm not telling you it's clear. I'm just saying this is the way he sees it. Now, the sheet of Mekubetz's kasha is very strong. How could the Gemara say L'moisra L'tzibur if there is no such a thing as Moisra L'tzibur? It doesn't even exist. Like David said, you can make a Bedek Abayis, you can donate anything to the Beis HaMikdash. But there's no such thing as Shemen HaMishcha for the Tzibur. It doesn't exist. And there's no such mitzvah. So I believe that the Rambam already alludes to trying to understand our sugya. Because our sugya seems to clearly say that there is such a thing as making Shemen HaMishcha for the Tzibur. If you look at the Rambam, the very first Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam actually starts Hilchos Klei HaMikdash with this mitzvah. Mitzvah sasei lasois Shemen HaMishcha. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah sasei to make Shemen HaMishcha. Sasei is at the Rambam. So the Rambam seems to say there's a mitzvah. And it's kishay muchan l'dvorim shetzrichim mashicha, should be ready for the things that require mashicha, says the Rambam. And then he says, shenema avosisa Hashem in mishchas kodesh. So what's clear from the Rambam is that the Rambam seems to say there's a real mitzvah. There's an actual mitzvah to make Shemen HaMishcha. Now, if that would be the case, then our sugya is very gishmak. The guy's moisra l'tzibur. It's a mitzvah of making Shemen HaMishcha. The problem, and the Rambam also in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, if you look, we brought this down as well in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs also counts it as a mitzvah. So the Minchas Chinuch says a chiddush that the Rambam doesn't really mean that. But if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, okay, the Rambam says like this, Mitzvah Lamed Hei, Shetzivonu Sheyu Shemen Osui Amaskunto. He counts it as a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to have Shemen prepared. HaMiyuchedes Muchan L'msheich Boi Kol Koyin Godol Sheyismane V'Koyin Godol Me'echov V'Chein Yim Shebuchu Boi Ktsas HaMalochem, which we'll learn about in Mitzvah Shem next week, which Malochem require Mashiach, K'moshi is Bayer B'din Mitzvah Zu. Clearly, the Rambam says there's a mitzvah. So they actually ask on the Rambam, how could the Rambam count this as a mitzvah? If you look on the bottom in the Megillas Esther, he's going on the mitzvah of Ohan. And over there he also brings down that the Rambam's rule is Masha Omar Ki Kamoisha Mona Rab Masoi Kingesh Muna Se Eno Shemasha Mona Ye Pirusha Masa Oran Shanasa Bimemoisha. The rule is by the Rambam is you only count something in the Sefer HaMitzvah, it's a mitzvah which is Noeg L'Doros. Any mitzvah which is only Noeg in the Midbar, the Rambam doesn't count as a mitzvah. So the question here on the Rambam is, how does the Rambam count this as a mitzvah, the sign the Sefer HaMitzvah and sign the Mishnah Torah? So this is really presented also here in the Och L'Ner, in our Sugya. The Och L'Ner asks like this, he says, I'm the Rambam, the Hilchus Klei Mikdash Perakala Falakach, the Kachosh, the Mitzvah, Asay, La Asa, Shem, and HaMishnah. But look at your question. He says, Och L'Ner, it's difficult. L'fi HaKlau, Shabir HaRambam, B'Sefer HaMitzvah, B'Sher HaShagimel. Says the Och L'Ner, the Rambam is already established to us in Sherish Gimel, in the third Sherish of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, She'ein lach shoy v'minyan ha-mitzvahs ma'ashalei noag rak b'midbar. The Rambam clearly states that we don't count things that were only in the midbar. We only count mitzvahs that were feasible and applicable l'deretz. And therefore he says, v'im kein, how could he count it? V'na'as Hashem na'mishcha rak moisha. That's his question. So the debate here is that possibly if, let's say, the oil of Moshe Rabbeinu would have gotten, if the oil of Moshe Rabbeinu would have gotten used up. Because the whole sugi here, if you read Vayita, the Gemara says that the oil, there was a nes, that the oil of Moshe Rabbeinu never got consumed. It was a nes. But what would be if it did get consumed? One second, that's what you want. We'll see. We'll see. So the Gemara says, if you look at the Gemara says like this. The Gemara asks, "V'tahadik toras v'neilof mishemen." Why don't we say "ma shemen ki mefatam lechetzin potter"? If you do half the measurement, you're potter. "Af toras nami ki mefatam lechetzin potter." If you do half, you're potter. "Alom amarove k'toras shepot malachatzin chayev." If you did k'toras halfway, you would be chayev. "Shemen shepot malachatzin potter." It says, only if you do it exact. If you did half, it's okay. It says, so the Ketoris, they used to be makrav every day, half a shear in the morning, half a shear in the afternoon. So therefore, you chayev. Now the Gemara goes through the measurements, the ingredients of the Shemen HaMishcha. Shem Tomah B'Shem HaMishcha was Mordor was Heimeyes. Kido was Heimeyes, that's 1,000. Kinman Boisem was Heimeyes. And Kone Boisem was Chamishim U'Masayim was 250. Nimsa Kulam altogether was Elef V'Shivim V'Shiva Meyes V'Chamishim altogether was 1750 money. Tana Minyana Kamashman, what's the Chiddish? Tana Chakashalei Eimah Kone Boisem Ke Kinman Boisem. How do you know that it was only 250? So, and altogether it's 500. Maybe Kona Vaisim was also only Machzise was Chamishim Masayim. Maybe there was another 250. Then altogether would be Havel and Train Alfin would be 2,000 altogether. Says the Gemara Vaymachanami, why Takananim? Kaini Boy Kro, Kinman Bosim, the Kona Bosim, Mechzo Mechzo Chamishim Masayim. Fine. Now the Gemara says, the Gemara goes through the ingredients, it doesn't work. Because if you take all these ingredients, you put it into the oil, they would absorb all the oil, you'd have no Shemen HaMishcha. Omoy of Popol HaBayek, Shu Shoykel, B'Hach V'Shekel, Ayin B'Ayin V'Shekel. Did they measure it exact? Or did they measure it with a Hachra, with using a little extra? Omoy Rachmona Kosov Bad B'Bad. The Torah said exact. V'at Amet B'Hachra. Says them, what do you mean? Omoy V'Yudah Kodesh Boch Yideh Achrois. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives reward for the extra, referring to this. Amet Ispehech, you see they added. Elam Rova Kinman Bosem, Amai Maisi, when do you bring it? Machzisei de Chomesh Meis, Chamishim Asayim B'Chad Zimna. For Chamishim Asayim B'Chad Zimna. Ask him, Kivin de Kulon Chay Meis, Avi Maisi, Chomesh Meis V'Vasachas. If altogether it's 500, why did they split it up? Must be that each time they waited, they added a little bit. Shema Minom, and the Kamaisi, Kinu Bosom, betray Zimni, Hechri Yisbei Ba'Kodesh Bokhi, Yidei Ba'Choris, HaKodesh Bokhi, it's my bad, the bad. I, it says exact. Ba'avabav just means you should use a measurement. Don't use what you measured. Shalunirach mishko b'mishko v'yishko. Don't weigh and then use what you weighed as a weight. Okay, so now the Gemara goes through the difficulty. Says the Gemara, Shemana mishko shasa moshe b'amibar, mishalko heikrin, divrei ha'meir. They used to go and cook the oil with the roots of the besom. Amalei Rav Yaisi, what do you mean? Alei losoch ha'ikrin ein esipik. It's not even enough. Wouldn't be enough to be losoch ha'ikrin. It would just get right absorbed into the spices. Ketzer oise. First you bring heavy ikrin v'sholkum b'mayim. First you take the spices, you put them in water. So they should fully absorb the water. There should be no room for them to absorb any oil. And then hitzif aleim shemen ha'mishcha. You pour the shemen ha'mishcha. Shemen ha'mishcha actually didn't get absorbed in the spices at all. That's it. It took over the oil, and then they took the oil from there, took the smell of the besom. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean it's a miracle? V'chineis echad nasa b'shemen ha'mishcha. Halei nisim habei nasa b'shemen ha'mishcha. Mitchilosei v'atsofer. You want to be asking questions on the mixture of the shemen ha'mishcha? The whole thing was one big miracle. Because the mitchilosei v'atsofer lehoi ala yudbeiz lug. All together with 12 lug, the shemen ha'mishcha, all together. And what did they do with it? Boy nimshach. Hamishkan the Kaila of Aaron of Bonav Kol Shavi Meilum by Nimshach Kehanim Gedolim Malachim for Kula Kaim Lasid Lavi. It's still around. Shenema Hashem Mishchas Kivzi Yudai Seichem Zabig Makri Yudai's Lavi. That's it. That's the Gemara. And then the Gemara continues with this idea. Shema Mishka was miraculous. Miraculous. So this whole sugya really is it adds a pella on a pella, because the whole thinking of the sugya is l'chera. That there's a lav to make the precise measurement that Moshe Rabbeinu made. That's the lav. And there's chorus on that. If you do it not to give to the tzibur, there's chorus. That's the halacha. There's chorus. So if that's the case, how is it ever possible to be over this lav? The whole way to create the Shemen HaMishcha was B'derech Neis. It's not even possible to be over this lav. The whole thing is not shayach. The way the Gemara is coming out, it's not even shayach to make it. I mean, according to the Mandel, it says they cooked it with the thing. Zich, you couldn't even make the Shemen HaMishcha. There wasn't enough oil mixed into the spices to make it. The way the Gemara here is learning, the whole thing was one big nes. The whole thing was a miracle. So if the whole thing was a miracle, how are you over the lav altogether? How are you ever over the lav? So I'll tell you a chiddush I heard from Rav Shach, an unbelievable chiddush. Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, I once heard one of the shiurim, he was giving shiur before Purim. So at the end of the shiur, he said over a avor on Purim, he said that, the Gemara says, Remez l'mordchai min ha-Torah minayin. Right, the Gemara looks for Remez. Homon is hamin ha-eitz, right, Esther is aster ponai, and then it comes to Mordchai. The Gemara says, Mori dochi. Which is the Shemen HaMishcha. So Rav Shach asked, what's the connection between the Shemen HaMishcha and Moshe Rabbeinu? Haman, we know Haman Ha'etz, we know that Pshat Rav Aaron Kotler gave, that Haman wasn't happy with whatever he had, he needed that's Odom Harishon in Gan Eden, he had all the trees, but he couldn't have the Eitz Hadas, Eitz Chaim, he wasn't happy. That's the analogy. What's the Shaykhus from the Shemen HaMishcha to Mordechai Tzadik? So Rav Shach said a great idea. I don't think that's Pshat in the Sugyim specifically, but a great idea in that Gemara. He said that really, Rav Nissen Goyim in Brochus, he has a kash on all the Gemaras and Shas of Lav Bashamayim. So all the Gemaras bring down in the Midrashim miracles that happened to prove that the Aloch is like one Tana rather than the other Tana. Right? And then the Gemara concludes, Lav Bashamayim. Right? So Rabbi Elazar HaGadol says, if the halachos like me, let the Beis Medrash walls collapse, and they started collapsing. Rabbi Elazar HaGadol says, if the halachos not like me, let the trees come out of the ground, and the tree. And then Rabbi Shua gets up and he says, La b'shamayim. So if Nissen Goyen has a very basic question, why in the world does Shemayim do this for then? Give us such a headache. Why does Shemayim do it? Rabbi Elazar gets up, he says, if the halachos like me, let the cedar trees come out of the ground. And the Eibishter makes the nes happen. And then we need Rabbi Yeshua to get up and go, oh, don't look at that. The Rebbe Hashem did it. Fascinating. So if Nissim Goyen in Brochus, and Daf Yutes in Zechus Brochus, Rav Nissim Goyen says, all these sugis and shas, Minase Hashem Eschem. It's a Nisayim. All these sugis and shas, and Midrash, it's all a Nisayim. He says, Hashem sends you miraculous Nisayinus to test you whether you'll do the right thing. As I talked to, that's Rav Nissim Goyen's fault. That's not Rav Shach's fault. Rav Shach says that now this is Rav Shach's chiddush, which again I think is a tremendous chiddush. He wanted to say it's true. If you try to make the Torah again, it won't work because the mitzvah was Moshe Rabbeinu, and that was it. That was the mitzvah. If somebody would try to do the avera, the Eibishter will give him the siyata d'shmaya, and it will happen. And that's what you see from the mitzvah of Shemin HaMishcha, that the Rebbe Hashem will facilitate b'derech shalom reisim l'lichin oisei. The Eibishter will make miraculous things for you to do your avera. Miraculous. Miraculous siyata d'shmaya. He says the whole debate between Mordechai and the Chach and the other people in the generation, where they said, listen, the Achashverosh is making the Suda, he's being Makar of the Jews. They said, we see Simonim from Shemayim that we should be joining Achashverosh going to a Suda. So the whole debate between Mordechai and the other people in the generation was whether they were Simonim from Shemayim that they should join Achashverosh. Right? Mordechai held strong. He said, listen, you're not allowed to go to a Mishta Shalavi Kechavim, and this was celebrating the Chum Beis HaMikdash. Can't go. Mordechai was sticking to the law, and they were sticking to the Simonim. He says, that's Shemin HaMishcha. Remez l'Mordechai min HaTorah min Ayin. Where did Mordechai learn that even when there are heavenly signals, you don't listen to them? He learned it from the Shemin HaMishcha. Shemin HaMishcha is a Chi of Chorus. And how do you get the Chi of Chorus? You get the Chi of Chorus by making over the Shemin HaMishcha, which is impossible to make. That means every time a guy makes Shemin HaMishcha, there's divine assistance to create it. And still he's being over Nisa Chorus. He said, that's the Taichin. But needless to say, it's a very big, it's a beautiful Pshat in Gemara. It's a very big Chiddush. What do you mean? The Eibishter says, you're not allowed to do it. Only thing you're doing is also not a Maisa Teva. The Eibishter says, you can't do this. You're not allowed to do this, this thing, you're not allowed to make this mixture. That's all. You're not allowed to do it. Anyway, this is his Chiddush. But the Pashtus HaSugya, from our Sugya comes out, that they really, b'derech ha-teva, this is not possible to do. So how do you ever have the isur b'chlal? How do you have the isur? It's not tried. You can't make it. It doesn't happen. That's posh. If a guy tried to make Shema HaMishcha, it didn't work. It spilled out, it burned, it didn't happen. He'd be potter. Right? Even though he made an attempt, he'd be potter. So l'chayre, he should always be potter. That's another issue. Mishon brought up the possibility that even though the Shemin HaMishcha Moshe Rabbeinu lasted and they never had to make it, perhaps, if it would have gotten consumed, then there would have been a mitzvah to make it. Now I have a raya not like him. Bayesheni was nignaz the Shemin HaMishcha. They didn't have it available. They couldn't use it. And they still didn't make new Shemin HaMishcha. So you see that the Shemin Mishchas Kodesh Zeyir Lilu Derasechem was a mitzvah dafka Moshe Rabbeinu's. Otherwise, what do you mean nignaz? So make more. It's not available. What's the difference if it's used up or not available? Yeah, you don't have it available to use. So l'chori you see that the mitzvah of Shemin HaMishcha was a one-time mitzvah that was only noeg in the Midbar and was not noeg with us. L'chori, that's what we see. According to the Bayesheni, I would say that the Rambam agrees with the Bayesheni. I'm saying the whole tikkun for the Bayesheni is a raya that there was no such thing. And the emphasis is that the Orach Haner himself points out this problem.
Maybe they didn't make it because the reason why it was gone. That shouldn't be you. So they didn't want to make it. They were
not. Whose going is it? The Goyim or Goyim is it? Yeah.
But,
If they would have found it, they would have used it. It was nebuch. The goyim didn't let them uncover it. Then they were looking for it. Once they tried to find it, the Eibush made that they weren't able to, the part of the Eibush of the Golos was they couldn't uncover it. What's the big deal? Make new ones. If the mitzvah is l'doros, make Shemen HaMishcha. Then if it's lost, it's lost. He says himself, Eich bitlu mitzvah zaseh b'bay yasheni sheloi hoyolem Shemen HaMishcha. V'lom aloyosu Shemen Chodosh. El ha'kochoch te mitzvah zu lehoysa rak l'moshe. Kimen Shem la'akadosh Baruch Hu shezeh ha'shemen yamod l'oilom. The Rebbeinu Shem said that this oil should be forever. Tosfos in Nozer daf Mem Zayin says the same thing. That part of the Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Zeh, Yehli L'derashechem, the mitzvah is this oil is L'deras. So that means it's not a mitzvah L'deras. So if it's not a mitzvah L'deras, A, why does the Rambam count it? B'chlal as a mitzvah. And what does it mean L'moisrei L'tzibur, which is what the Shita Mekubetzes is asking in our study. What does it even mean L'moisrei L'tzibur? So the whole thing is shver. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Kuv Zayin. So the Sefer HaChinuch reads as follows. Lasos Shemen HaMishcha Alo Inyan Shetziv Soter. He says the mitzvah is to make Shemen HaMishcha the way the Torah said. Shenema Vosiso Is Shemen Mishchas Kedesh. So clearly I see from the Sefer HaChinuch, like I see from the Rambam, that there's an actual mitzvah to make Shemen HaMishcha. It's not stam. There's a mitzvah to make Shemen HaMishcha. But then he goes on, Sheyemuchon l'mshayach boi kol koyen gadol sheyismane. Kumoi shenema v'akoyen ha-gadol ha-sheyutzak ha-roi she Shemen HaMishcha, v'chein moishchin boi miktas molochem. Which is precisely what the Rambam says. Then he says, V'lo yitztarchu l'mshayach lo-asid ala b'avidosa yizkatoshu. Now listen to this. Mishol Sheya Mitzvah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, what is the basis of this mitzvah? Sherotzo Keir Baruch Hu, the Bernsham wanted, that we should have Shanase Pula B'Nafshenu B'Yoyim Shanalo L'Ischanech B'Kfoyer Avidose HaGdoisha V'Zeu Meshichas HaShem. And then he says, V'Gam, the second concept he says, Mi'Yisoyla Mitzvah Liyos Muchon B'Bayis L'Eish HaTzerech. Says the Sefer HaChinuch that it should always be ready when needed. Always be ready when needed. So Sefer HaChinuch seems to say that there's a separate mitzvah that the Shemen HaMishcha should be prepared. Which this is not like the Minchas Chinuch. See, the Minchas Chinuch here in this mitzvah, look at the Minchas Chinuch Ois Aleph. Hadinim heim b'Rambam perek Aleph mekli amidish v'hum ishas t'krisis t'afei amid Aleph v'hoigis yudbeis v'echter b'kitza v'hu kivan the mitzvah zu nimnes ben tayag mitzvahs al kochoch di mitzvah l'deres. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the fact that it's counted shows that it's a mitzvah l'deres. The mitzvah d'sho ain't a nimnes. I am the Sefer HaMitzvahs l'Rambam shor shashlishi. In Cain, b'mei Yishayo HaMelech, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash during Yishayo HaMelech, when the nigna Hashem and HaMishcha, and the Shem and HaMishcha got buried, got lost, v'lo'yhoyo b'bay Yishayni, they didn't have it, amai lo'y osu, kivin du noyeg l'deres, says the Minchas Chinuch. He says, "V'al korach tzorach loyma, kivon dechsiv ze yiel l'doroseichem, in kain loy nitztave elo Moshe Rabbeinu olav v'shal." Says the Minchas Chinuch, "It's only a mitzvah Moshe Rabbeinu. Lasei Hashem, ki mevuah kam b'shas tekulei kaim lasid lovei." Aye, so it's not a mitzvah hanoyeg l'doros. So here's what he says: an unbelievable chiddush. He says, "V'gam hi mitzvah zase anehed l'doros limshoy koyhanim u'melochem b'ze Hashem." That's a whole different mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah of making Shemen HaMishcha. He says there's a mitzvah that there should be that you should anoint the Kohanim Gedolim with Shemen HaMishcha. That's not a mitzvah of making it. I have no idea how the Minchas Chinuch succeeds in putting this in the Lashon of the Chinuch and the Rambam. The Rambam, the Chinuch says, mitzvahs Meshichas Kohanim Gedolim lasei Shemen HaMishcha l'inyin shetziv sator lasei se. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, same thing. Shetzivanu, shiyelanu, shemen asri ala maskenes. hamiyuchedes the mitzvazu. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah is even more clear. Mitzvah sasei lasei shemen hamishcha. The Rambam clearly says it's a mitzvah to make shemen hamishcha, black and white. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuftes, which is the second Minchas Chinuch, he's going now on the law of not duplicating the Shemen HaMishcha. So he says as follows. He says, Mavur kam b'ramba me'ashas t'krisis, t'davke ma'aser k'dei losuch. Avul ma'aser l'islamed l'mois l'achirin potter. U'b'shas ha'loshen k'dei l'mois l'tzibu, t'ein chilik. Ki be'emes ein ha'tzibu tzorach l'Shemen HaMishcha. He says, really, l'mois l'tzibu doesn't really make sense. He's alluding to the question of the Shita Mukobetzis in our sugya. There is no such mitzvah as making Shemen HaMishcha for the tzibur, as the Brisker Rav says as well. There is no such a thing. He says, as long as you're doing it not to use for yourself, you're potter. Because that's the main emphasis, which is similar to the Brisker Rav's idea. The emphasis by Shemen HaMishcha is that you're duplicating it not to use for yourself. Because to say you're making it for the tzibur, the animal doesn't exist. Rak lo sochayev. Ki derech shemen ha-mishcha l'mshoyach. Chayev. And therefore, gam kein imoso l'kavol azu kemoi b'kteres t'dak aliyach, chayev. Al kavol azareyach ha-chanami chayev al kavol azameshich. So I want to, what? Yeah. So I want to tell you a poshet chiddush, which I think is the way to learn. Also, Rav Naftali, could you give me a Rambam Klei HaMikdash? They'll uncover the Shemen HaMishcha that was Nignaz in the time of Yeshua HaMelech. Thank you so much. Okay. I want to show you a fascinating Rambam, because our Gemara discusses the Keteres being Chayev Lachatzoyim, the Shemen HaMishcha, you're not Chayev Lachatzoyim. When the Rambam brings down the Keteres, the Mefatim Keteres, he learns that you're Chayev by Mefatim as HaKeteres, even if you don't do the Shear at all. Notice our Gemara's Mashma, if you have to do half the Shear, right? Because they will mock with it. Machtise v'abayke, machtise ben abayim. The Rambam says that you chayev, if somebody's mefata mesakteris, he's chayev. And he goes on to say, the portion of chayev. Ho'oise. B'derech zeh. If he makes the same mesh, the same proportions, he's also chayev. Now in Halacha Daled, he talks about the Shemen HaMishcha. And he says, Ha'oise Shemen HaMishcha k'maisa hazeh, u'k'mishkel hazeh, v'loi hoise v'loi gora, chayev kores, u'b'shegit mevi chatas kavua, shenem ha'ashor wo yikach k'moya. Then the Rambam says, v'hu, she'yasa oise l'imoshech boi, avu l'moiseu l'islam, v'lilit lo l'acher impotah. That's the Lashon HaRambam. Now, so the Rambam here is very different than Keteres. The Rambam here holds that the ingredients, the precise ingredients are ma'akev, the shear. If you do a different shear, you'd be potter. That's clear in the Rambam. So I want to tell you what I think could be said here to give us an approach. There's no question that we have here a shtickle of conflict. To me, it's a conflict, what the Shita Mukobetzis is raising. Number one, we have, well, let's talk about all the conflicts. Number one, we have a mitzvah to make Keteres, to make Shemen HaMishcha. Let's talk about it that way first. There's a, according to the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, there's a mitzvah saseh in the Torah to make Shemen HaMishcha. To use. Mitzvah of Shemen HaMishcha is to make, to use. There's no question. Now, unless you learn like the Minchas Chinuch, that the Rambam is lav dafka, even though the Rambam is explicit, and he says that there's a mitzvah saseh lasos shemen hamishcha. It's true, he says, for the purpose to use, but there's a mitzvah to make the shemen hamishcha. So to me, To say that the Rambam doesn't mean that is a doich gadol ma'od. Pashtus, the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah, and he repeats it in several places, so it's a mitzvah. So on the one hand, we find there's a mitzvah that you should use it l'deves. On the other hand, we see that as the Minchas Chinuch is pointing out in the Aruch Haner, it's dafka shemen mishchas kodesh zeh yili l'deves echem. You can only use Moshe Rabbeinu's. That's a separate mitzvah. That seems to be that's limited to Moshe's. During the time of the Bayi Hasheni, that's the biggest pircha. There was no attempt to recreate the Shemen HaMishcha. That's a tremendous raya to the fact that it must be that it's limited only to Moshe. On the other hand, we find our Suriya says clearly that if you make Shemen HaMishcha L'moysa L'tzibu, you're potter. So unless you learn like the Buskarov and the Minchas Chinuch, that L'moysa L'tzibu is lav dafka, it's just another way of saying you don't plan to use it for yourself. The Deicha Gadol Ma'od. The Lislamed is also not clear. What are you learning for? What's there to learn? It's not Negea. To learn what? The whole thing is a chapela. I think perhaps we could say a different pshat. Really, we have a conflict. We have a mitzvah here with a conflict. On the one hand, the Torah gave us a mitzvah of Shemen HaMishcha to make Shemen HaMishcha. On the other hand, the Torah gave us a mitzvah that we should only use Moshe Rabbeinu Shemen HaMishcha. On the other hand, the Torah told us that if you make Shemen HaMishcha in order to give it over to the Tzibu Yepoter, which also seems to imply that the Tzibu needs Shemen HaMishcha. So it's all one big circle. But the Pshat, I think, is like this. We find by Por Adume, it says, V'yikhu Eilecha Por Adume Temimah. So the Sifri learns out, what's the din of a Yikro Elecha Por Aduma Tamima? What's Moshe involved here? V'yikro Elecha to Moshe. So the Sifri says a tremendous chiddush that the only Por Aduma that's kosher is the Por Aduma of Moshe Rabbeinu. Por Aduma is a mitzvah l'deres. They took a little bit of the ashes of Moshe Rabbeinu's, and that acted l'deres. Forever, that remained the Por Aduma. They took some of the ashes of Moshe Rabbeinu's and mixed it into the other ashes. That was the maimed of all forever. Now, although this would seem to go against the rule of Bittul Barov, or Bittul B'Shishim, or Bittul B'Mei, or Bittul B'Masayim, but the truth is that that's not the case. Because as I've explained many times, Bittul is only when you have a conflict. The whole concept of Bittul Barov is only when there's a conflict. That's why by Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirim we had, there's no Bittul Barov. Min B'Minoi, that's what I'm saying. Min B'Minoi is not, Min B'Minoi is combined, is, has a din of Dovah Sheyesh, if you remember, Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirim is not Bittul, because it's like the ultimate Min B'Minoi. So the concept of Bittul Barov is where there's Islandis. And actually, if you think about it, the Mokar of Roiv is from Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is the ultimate conflict. There's different, he says Chayiv and he says Potter. The Torah says, when you have a conflict, the yochid is bottled to the right. Now, if the Torah would go and say that this ingredient needs this too, that wouldn't become bottled. That becomes like a maimed. That is the marriage. That's not, that's a steer with Bittul Barov. So when the Torah said that the Eifer Por Aduma L'Doiras was only good if they mixed it with the Eifer of Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Eifer of Moshe Rabbeinu never became bottled. Because the definition of Por Aduma ashes is to have some of Moshe Rabbeinu's ashes in it. Yeah, exactly. So I want to tell you that that's Lefi and his Daiti Pshat in the here, what's going on with the oil. There's a mitzvah was given to Klal Yisrael, Shemen Mishras Kodesh Zeh Yil Oder Nesecha. The Abishah said, you have to make sure that there's always 12 lug of Shemen HaMishcha. And there's a mitzvah unquestionably to make Shemen HaMishcha. In order to maintain that there should always be Shemen HaMishcha. Should there ever be a time that the Shemen HaMishcha would go down, then there would be a mitzvah to make more. Now how would you do that? You would add it to the Shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu. And if you look in, that's why, as Mishal said, if you look at all the places, the Rambam keeps on insisting, mitzvahs asay lasa Shemen HaMishcha, she'emukon l'dvorim she'tzricha Mashicha. What is it? Sheyeh Mukhan. The Sefer HaChinuch says the same thing. Sheyeh Mukhan. It should always be prepared to add if needed. So long that that oil is in existence, you could maintain it by adding Shemen HaMishcha to it. L'dayr'dayr'es. Can always be done in that way. And that's the reason why in Bayer Sheni, when it was Nignaz, they were stuck. They were up the creek. Because now they didn't have the Zech. The mitzvah Zeh yil'dayr'esech. And if this gets lower, you have to add to it. And that is metalitz all the places. The Rambam, if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch. Now, if somebody would make a mixture, a separate mixture that they would make, really the mixture didn't have to have an outcome of enough oil to do anything with. Because you could make the mixture just enough that you can add it. This wasn't done anyway as that you should have Yud Beis Lugim. The mixture just was created in future Deris. The whole purpose of the mixture was only created to potentially add to the Yud Beis that we had to maintain the Yud Beis. It was maintenance. This could keep on going, the maintenance. You could do it 1,000 times to maintain the supply that they had. And that's why the shear of Yud Beis was only the original. So the whole kasha that they ask is, how could a guy ever do this? As soon as he mixes the spices and the this and the that, there's kimat, no oil left. How much oil has to be left? They're making the assumption that the Yud Beis Lugim is the condition for what the Shir Shemen HaMishcha is. No. Shemen, that's only Moshe Rabbeinu Shemen HaMishcha. And then for future Dervis, it was all just maintenance of the Yud Beis Lugim. So you don't need, there should be Yud Beis Lugim left at the end. That is miraculous. That happened once in history. Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Yud Beis, the Shemen Mishchas Kodesh that Moshe Rabbeinu made, it didn't get used up. It stayed Yud Beis Lugim. For future generations, it's just to maintain that. So if you make the mixture and you'll be left with a cupful, okay, so you have a cupful at the end. So therefore, that's the Aveira. The Aveira is not creating Yud Beis Lugim. It's creating Shemen HaMishcha, which would be kosher. And this would be kosher. If this was done, and that's why L'moysa L'tzibur is Shayach. Person could make the Shemen HaMishcha, L'moysa L'tzibur. It turned out it was never needed. The nace was that there was enough of an amount left that was ready for Mashiach. Now, the mitzvah is, you should always do Mashiach, there should always be Mashiach from a supply of Yud Beis Lugim. It was a tremendous nice because just the process of making it, you'd have almost nothing left. I mean, if you add water to it, you have a little more. If you don't add water, you'll have a little less. But you're definitely not going to have Yud Beis Lugim. You'll have a mashu of oil left. The Torah says, Ein Echanami. The sheer Yud Beis Lugim is only on Moshe Rabbeinu Shemen HaMishcha.
To make a little wasn't a nice?
To make a mashu of oil wasn't a nice? The only thing is, then you don't have the Yud Beis Lugim. True. That little bit would just be something you would add to the Yud Beis Lugim of Moshe Rabbeinu. The mitzvah saseh, now if you look at the pasuk, was that you should always have Yud Beis Lugim of Shemen HaMishcha. Maintenance eventually, of the Yud Beis Lugim that Moshe Rabbeinu himself made.
Eventually would soak up the oil. If they keep on
adding. What? They add. Whenever they make the mixture, you always make it with, if you don't make with Yud Beis Lugim, you're not chayv. That's the way you make it. But the mitzvah of having 12 lugim at the outcome, that was only Moshe Rabbeinu's Shemen HaMishcha. Everything else later was just to maintain it, if you would have done it. Turned out it never was needed. And then when it would have been needed, it wouldn't have helped us because the Shemen got the nignaz and we couldn't use it anymore. But the point is, this mitzvah is a maintenance mitzvah. And that's why you'll see it's repeated in the Rambam. And look in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the same exact look in the Lashon of the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, HaMitzvah Lamed Hey, Hu Shetzivonu She'elonu Shemen Osri Al Maskoines, Ham Yuchedes, Mochon Mimshayach Boi Kol Koyin Gadol She'yismane. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is it should be prepared, ready. We should always have this amount ready as a reserve. That was the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. And therefore, any oil that would be made to contribute to that, you're potter. That's chakra moist
lay
little
tibo. It's not called Shemen HaMishcha until you mix it with
moisture.
It's just oil.
It's oil that's prepared to be used, and that's what you're not allowed to do. It isn't Shemen HaMishcha. If you use this oil itself, the Gemara says you'll be potter from Kalas. That's our Gemara.
For yourself?
Yeah. What?
He's saying that in heaven it's impossible to make the 12 lugim.
It's impossible to make the 12 lugim.
Right.
You would not, you wouldn't have a sheer oil at the end of the day to be able to have a sheer mashiach.
Right.
That's true. But that's not needed. The only time we needed this nes was the first Shemen HaMishcha that was made. But I don't need, I can end up with oil that's not even roy from to be Moshech one kind girl.
Right, but you still need the same ratio of ingredients. And
yeah, so there's a mashu of oil left. There could be a spoonful of oil left. Doesn't matter. There's no shear of Yud Beis Lugim. The shear Yud Beis Lugim is only said on the original shear of Moshe Rabbeinu Shemen HaMishcha. All the other Shemen HaMishcha would have just been used to replenish that Yud Beis Lugim. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm sorry. Anybody got clear? What? Okay, we'll stop here.